Ride along each week as we share proven strategies to strengthen your business, energize your team, and create the business success you've been dreaming about. And now, here's your host, Rich Allen.
Are you setting up your team members for success? Welcome to the Ultimate Business Tune-Up Podcast, where our one and only goal is to help you tune up your business so you can have the long-lasting success and fulfillment that comes from owning a solid, profitable, and sustainable business. Each week, we dive into a single topic related to improving your business, improving your team engagement, or improving your relationship with your customers. Our topic this week is one of the most impactful things you can do to make your business grow: setting your team members up for success. One of the biggest complaints or frustrations I hear from business owners is that their team doesn't perform in the way that they need and want them to. In many cases, the frustration actually turns into fear, as many business owners choose not to hire employees because they've been burned by people in the past who either couldn't, wouldn't step up to be their dream employee. They make the decision that it's easier and cheaper to just do the work themselves rather than risk hiring someone who's going to let them down. As a result, they really don't have a business. They have a job, and that job is sucking the life right out of them. Does this sound like anyone you know? I'm sure you know someone who has owned a business but hasn't yet hired the people they need to make the business grow or prosper as they'd hoped. In fact, you may be struggling with this yourself. It's okay. Lots of business owners do struggle with this. Hiring the right people isn't as easy as it might seem. Far too often, we don't make the right hiring decisions. Or even when we do think we hire well, then things go south soon after the new employee starts to work with us. But why does this happen? Perhaps it does have to do with your hiring process, and we need to fix it or make it better. If this is the case for you, then be sure to go back and listen to the podcast I did 6 weeks ago where we discussed hiring great team members. But perhaps the problem is not with your hiring process, but rather because you're not doing enough to set your employees up to be successful. You may wonder why I think this is a big issue worth focusing our attention on. Here's why. You may recall that I mentioned the Radically Engaged Team Assessment I created a few years ago. It's a set of questions I use to determine how radically engaged employees are when working for a particular business. One of the statements on the survey that I ask each employee is to rate whether they have been given all the tools and support they need for success. Far too often, the response to that statement is anything but a resounding absolutely yes. Today, I want to explore this idea with you and share some of the things that I see business owners doing to set their employees up for success. My hope is that as I share what I've seen others do with their employees, you may be able to ask yourself some questions and ponder the possibilities for your business. Questions like, am I doing that? Could I be doing more? Should I be doing that better? And what would happen if I did that for my employees? Are you ready to play along with me? Great, then let's dive right in. I was talking with a young man who had just changed jobs recently. His new job was going to be 100% remote, meaning there was no office and he would not be spending face-to-face time with his boss or his coworkers. I knew I had this topic coming up on my podcast, so I asked him about his onboarding process, and I asked specifically, what's your new employer doing to make sure you're successful in this new position? I found his response very interesting. He immediately opened up his computer and clicked on his onboarding program. Up popped a virtual course with a well-thought-out onboarding program that he was to work his way through over the next 2 weeks. The course was complete with videos, sample documents, interactive guides, and an assistance button in case he got stuck or needed help. Does your onboarding program look anything like this? Should it? After showing me the details of the onboarding course, He shared with me that in his first paycheck, he received a $250 allowance with instructions to go buy whatever he needed to set up his home office. Pens, paper, staplers, sticky notes, highlighters, all the office supplies he would likely wish he had but couldn't get from the office supply cabinet. Do you give an allowance for supplies to those you have working remotely for you? Should you? I met with a business owner who shared with me that one of his guiding principles was for everyone on his team to be in constant learning mode. His business relied on everyone staying up to date with technology and new innovations, so he made that a core part of who they were as a company. But he didn't stop with just putting the words on a poster in his office. He actually made it a part of their compensation program. Each year, each employee would get up to $2,500 to spend on going to conferences, joining industry meetups, or paying for their membership in a business-related group. There was no excuse or exception. Everyone was expected to be actively involved in their personal learning and growth. Is this something you're doing for your team? Should it be? I worked with a plumbing company who wanted to grow faster than they could find qualified licensed plumbers. So they created a novel way to grow their own plumbing technicians. They would hire individuals who had the capacity and determination to become licensed plumbers and paired them up with a seasoned plumbing veteran. They gave each of them what I called a passport. It was a pocket-sized booklet that had in it the tasks that they must master in order to successfully complete their plumbing certification. The passport included things like backflow testing, solder joints, water heater installation, sink replacements, and leak detection. When the plumbing tech was ready, they asked their licensed plumbing partner to observe them doing the specific task from their passport, and if they did it properly, they would give them the stamp of approval. Once they had all the pages of their passport stamped, the company would schedule them for and pay for them to take the plumbing test to get their own license. And once they got their license, they would get their own truck and be able to make a much higher salary. Do you have a structured way to help your team members gain new skills? Should you? You may have noticed that the plumbing company also assigned mentors to each and every one of the new plumbing technicians. They wanted their senior members to impart their knowledge, share their learnings, and guide their new technicians along their path to becoming certified and licensed. Do you have a formal mentoring program for your junior employees? Is that something you should consider? I work with several clients who have placed a priority on leadership development and specifically on succession planning. They've come to realize that unless they have someone who can take over the bigger roles in the business, they will always be stuck in their business. So they've made a commitment to provide their key leaders with their own leadership coach. I visit the business on a monthly basis, and in addition to spending time with the business owner discussing business strategy, I also spend an hour with each key leader each month, helping them improve their leadership skills, work on them through their biggest challenges, and giving them leadership assignments that will help them grow and mature as leaders. Have you hired a leadership coach for your leaders? Should you? Here's my point with all these examples. All of us could be doing more to help our team members be more successful. Whether it's as simple as having a structured onboarding program or giving an allowance for office supplies, or it's more specific and intentional by funding conferences and memberships, or creating a specific path to higher positions, or assigning internal mentors, or hiring a professional coach. What we do to make our employees successful will be returned to us as they make our customers more satisfied, and as a result, our business will be more successful. It's a win-win-win scenario. So here's your assignment for this week. Take inventory of the tools, techniques, and programs you have in place to help your employees be more successful. If your inventory is pretty thin, then take time to consider what you might add to your success toolkit. You don't have to do what others are doing. In fact, simply copying what others is doing isn't necessarily a recipe for success. Don't follow in this area. Be creative and lead. If you've got a specific question about what might work for your business, please don't hesitate to reach out and ask. I'd be glad to help you think through alternatives and construct some creative, impactful ways to make sure your employees have the best opportunity for personal success. Their win will quickly become your win. Thanks for joining me today. Be sure to tune in next week when we're going to discuss understanding your customers' biggest challenges. You won't want to miss it. Meanwhile, if you have a question, suggestion, or would simply like to connect, shoot me an email at rich@tourtoprofit.com. Now make it a great week, and whatever you do, ride hard.
Thank you for listening to the Ultimate Business Tune-Up. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes. In the meantime, find more resources at tourtoprofit.com and connect with Rich by sending a message to rich@tourtoprofit.com. Until next time, ride hard.